Good day, welcome back to the Academy. It's a fascinating topic we're going to cover today, and that is startups versus corporate innovation. Please listen, we have a distinguished guest in studio. We're going to be learning loads about, you know, all these questions about how do I access a corporate? How can I get my innovation into a corporation? They're so big, the big gorillas. If you've watched any of our previous episodes on Dancing with Big Gorillas, go check it out. But it's about this whole phantom of how do you access corporate innovation as a startup. Warren, welcome.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
It's
really
lovely.
Appreciate it.
Lovely to have you back in studio. Before we go into this, because I'm eager to get into the detail, introduce yourself to the audience.
Absolutely. My name is Warren Larkin. So I guess the way we usually introduce ourselves is firstly, where am I from? So I am one of the co-leaders, if there is such a word, of the Microsoft Startups Program in South Africa.
Yes.
I've been with Microsoft on the 19th of December now going for 6 years,
wow.
And I cannot really believe our
wow.
time has flown. But I've had the opportunity to be in many roles,
yes.
And this by far definitely the most exciting,
yes.
But I've also been involved in digital marketing,
yes.
In marketing PR and comms,
yeah.
As well as channel building roles.
Yeah.
So it's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And a bit more about myself. So I'm really a very curious person by nature, hence me always trying new things.
Mm.
I've really got a passion for travel. That's probably one of
yes.
my primary passions
yes.
is travel. I love traveling and being exposed to new
yeah.
cultures, new things, and
yeah.
different ways of thinking. So it goes without saying I'm quite an explorer.
Yeah.
And also, I enjoy photography, hiking, and anything that's got to do with the outdoors.
That is fabulous. Warren, honestly, I think no better person to have in studio talking about startups and corporate innovation. I've been working with you for a couple of years, and I honestly respect you as one of the people in the field of understanding both sides. I often think that you get startup as a culture and yet you understand corporate as a culture. And I think that combination is why you're in studio and I'm eager to learn more about. So you're finding that a lot of these 2-3-man bands or even one-man shows are really giving corporates a run for their money with innovation, right? So can you talk to us about how are these playing fields being leveled?
Yes, I think, Catherine, more so now than any other time,
yeah.
we've definitely seen, and that's a great word, a leveling of the
yeah.
playing fields. And it's really, as you say, what has actually caused this?
Yeah.
And there's a guy by the name of Shashank Saxena,
yeah.
which actually describes it quite well. And he says that there are basically three things. I've kind of combined two of them
right.
that have really caused this trifecta of a perfect storm
right.
that has opened up this opportunity for anybody
yeah.
to turn markets on their heads,
yeah.
specifically traditional markets that have been going on for years and years. And these markets, you know, since time immemorial, we've seen it with things like Airbnb,
yeah.
where a two-man show has actually come in and left field and
yes.
taken a market that ins and that have been around since biblical days,
yeah. Yeah.
taken that out and
yeah.
turned it on its head. And the three things that he speaks about is really mobility. So I've combined mobility and connectivity, and
right.
I think that's the thing that underpins and has changed most of the stuff.
Right.
Cloud computing as well as big data.
Yeah.
Now, big data, funnily enough, and cloud computing have been around since the 50s.
Wow.
That is why I say the thing that has really brought it all together has been connectivity
yeah.
and mobility,
yeah.
where everybody is permanently online,
yeah.
connected, and now underpinning that is how do we collect all that data
yes.
and that, and then obviously come along with cloud services
yeah.
and how cloud services or cloud has evolved into actual services.
Yes, yes.
It's really an amazing opportunity. These days, anybody with a good idea doesn't really have an excuse
mm.
to
mm.
not execute and develop something mm. that can phenomenally change an industry.
Wow, well, Warren, you've actually just made me realize something. So basically what you're saying is cloud's been around. It's been there. Big data's been around. But by getting connected and having the device of being connected, we just now have access to these myriad of opportunities that were not there before. And the small man can access it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely fascinating. So is that then the reason why corporates started innovation programs?
So if you look at the traditional programs that corporates used to run to support small businesses, and that it really was a CSR type initiative and being a good corporate citizen.
Yeah.
And that was the reason why these large traditional corporates and that used to run these programs.
Yeah.
But like we mentioned before, is we're now sitting in a situation where it's survival.
Yeah.
And corporates have to actually fight to be relevant in tomorrow's world.
Yeah.
And considering that there's this level playing field, they need to firstly have programs that incubate ideas so that they can, number one, get the competitive edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hopefully spot a trend that in tomorrow will give them the competitive edge and keep them around. I think very often what we're seeing is that the corporates in that who do embrace, there's this notion of adaptive corporate and adaptive leadership.
Right.
And you need to embrace this adaptive approach and make sure that your leaders are comfortable with change.
Yes.
You know, the old saying is that the only thing comfortable with change is a baby with a wet nappy.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, in today's world, change is the only constant. Mm. And I know it's quite cliche, but it's really so.
Mm.
And so we need to be embracing this adaptiveness within our corporates. And the only way to do this, because corporates don't generally, as they grow bigger, the innovation's stifled with all the bureaucracy and that's introduced.
Yes.
So you need to almost outsource this innovation through programs that actually support entrepreneurism and startups and SMEs in their journey to success.
So and being involved in it, like you then said, you get early view of maybe technologies that are coming or disruption that's coming that you wouldn't have anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of corporates have definitely learned their lesson from the fact that they have not actually picked up on these trends before.
So do startups then, is there a way of accessing these programs? I mean, what should they consider before they access a program such as this?
You know what? There are, like, as we were saying, all these multinational and large corporates are typically starting to run these idea incubation and SME incubation programs. And the one thing I could say is that as a corporate where you've got this menu of choice where you can go, it's very important to know exactly, number one, what stage is your business in?
Yeah.
If you're still in the pre-startup stage where you've got an idea and you need to validate this idea, make sure you choose the right program.
Yes, understand.
You know, for where you are in terms of your corporate or in terms of your stage of development of your business.
Right.
And there's programs to cater all across, right through to commercialization. Going into a wrong program means that you're wasting time.
Yeah.
And also there's a big thing, don't be a program hopper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, the first big thing is do your research.
Mm.
Okay, around what programs are there and what programs are going to be very intentional. What program is going to take you from where you are now to your next step of development of your business?
Yes.
I would say speak to the alumni
from
previous programs, because
that's a very good idea, because you'll get it firsthand.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean... they will tell you what they got out of the program. Secondly, you need to understand what does the corporate who's running that program actually define as a success metric for somebody who's been through that program. Because maybe where you want to go and what they're trying to achieve with the program could be two very different things.
Yeah.
And then I think, again, as I mentioned, it's got to It's got to aid you in the actual journey to to your next phase of development.
Yeah.
Because you're investing time over there.
Yeah. So I want to just add to this. So for those who are not familiar with these different programs, you literally have different development phases as you go from ideation all the way through to accelerated growth and commercialization, as Warren says. And the reality is that different corporates run different programs, and you should choose, what you're saying is choose the right stage that you're in as a business and then match that to the corporate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't get confused with all the programs out there, because your focus is really around actually getting your product or validating your idea and then taking that product to market and hopefully creating the impact and adding value to people's lives and the money, and that will follow, and the success after that.
Yeah, and I love your idea on the alumni, because there you would be able to speak to another entrepreneur like you are and really validate. Okay, so what types of startup programs are there? Let's go one level deeper.
So as we mentioned before, Catherine, there are definitely quite a few programs out there to support entrepreneurs at the various phases. I think one thing I want to stress is that, firstly, your success as an entrepreneur developing or entering into a startup world is in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You cannot outsource, in this world of outsourcing, your success to anyone else.
I absolutely love that. I want to quote that. You cannot outsource your success to anyone, right?
Absolutely.
Love that.
And so I think with this myriad of programs that are out there, see that as a bonus or the cherry on top of things. Also understand that there are paid for programs and then there are programs that are sponsored. There's nothing that's free out in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's very important to know that no matter what you're participating in, someone, either yourself or another corporate, is actually paying for you to be there.
Yeah.
I think the if you look at the kind of startup programs, as I mentioned, as we mentioned before, there's programs to support you along your journey to success. If you're in the ideation phase, there's programs to support you with validating your idea.
Yeah.
Is this idea a good idea?
Right.
You might think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there a need for it in the market? Mm. And is somebody prepared to pay for it? Otherwise, you don't have a business.
Yes, exactly.
And then once you've got that, then I think you've got to start looking at, okay, how do I start selecting the technologies that are out there?
Right.
So that's where the large technology companies come in.
Right.
And as we mentioned, cloud is really a fantastic enabler of this.
Yeah.
I would start looking at some great programs out there by the multinationals that offer tools that can help you develop your prototype or your minimum viable product.
Yeah.
I would also look at companies that can help you actually on your journey to developing that in the cloud.
Yes.
And then hopefully help you with access to markets and scaling those businesses. And a lot of programs are out there, but not all are the same.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So not all cloud platforms are the same either. The traditional idea of cloud is a virtual machine shoved somewhere.
Yeah.
But really the truth of the matter is that if you're developing something that is going to add value in the transportation sector, for instance, you shouldn't need to be developing or firing up a SQL server and maintaining that. You shouldn't have to build algorithms that's driving the big data and the analytics.
Yeah.
Rather look for a service provider that is going to be able to offer that to you as a service.
Warren, you make such a good point. Often the entrepreneurs we work with, we find that they want to start from scratch. And as you say, go and focus on your niche, on your area. Go and build that and use platforms and services available that are already there. where the blood's been shed.
Absolutely, yeah. And the R&D is carrying
on
without you having to look at that, because that's what's ultimately going to give you the competitive advantage.
Yeah.
So I think from a technology point of view, start looking at those kind of programs.
Right.
And then as your business grows and scale, there's also a lot of money available to invest in early stage businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think in Africa, and we see that in South Africa as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk averseness in terms of investment.
Right.
So when you start looking at what funding is available, there's new kinds of ways that we're being creative, and crowd equity funding, although it's been around for a while, is really a great way to actually start looking at corporates who are setting up funding, but they're quite risk averse.
That's right.
And what the trend I'm starting to see is that corporates are starting to say, you know what, we'll put up $2 million of the $4 million that you're looking for.
Yeah.
If you can find the other $2 million through a crowd equity platform.
So they split their risk.
So all of a sudden they're also testing. Yeah. Hold on, does somebody else also believe in this concept?
Yeah.
And so I'm not speaking about traditional crowdfunding, which is fantastic.
Right.
We're speaking about crowd equity funding over here, which is a great option to start looking at if you're really battling to find funding. And also really validating your idea.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying about startup programs, if I can summarize, they are the paid versus sponsored. It doesn't matter if you receive some stuff for free, it's paid for by somebody.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. So that sense of entitlement, and I say it as it is, should not always be there. It's paid. And it's good money being paid. Pre-startup idea, the validation, make sure that you get into a program that is suitable for your business. If
Absolutely.
You're in pre-startup, it's a pre-startup program. If it's a later stage, it should be a later stage program. And then technology, what you're saying is a lot of this work has been done. The R&D continues. Rather tap into that than start from scratch. And lastly, finance is available across the different levels of maturity. Make sure that you choose well and find innovative ways of startup money. If
Absolutely.
You need to
find. And focus. Make sure that you're keeping focus on your business and where you're going.
I absolutely love that because the entrepreneurs do get mixed up with
they become serial program hoppers
exactly from one program to the other. So that's good advice from Warren. Let's not hop from program to program, but get focused on your business. So there are some hot topics that are really being discussed at the moment and bandied about in terms of disruption. Talk to us about those,
Catherine. Some of the fantastic topics, or not topics, the really good enablers things that if you bet in that area, you're probably going to get a lot more traction. Internet of Things.
Yes.
As we mentioned, cloud's big, mobility is very big, and big data.
Yeah.
And that is the sweet spot for Internet of Things.
Yes.
Every single thing today is actually connected. And funnily enough, this morning I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
As much as I say we are connected as humans with our phones and that, the technology that is out there today, even if you don't have a phone, you're still connected.
Yes.
The cognitive services that can identify that you are a white woman in your 20s and your mood even. Other things where these smart technologies and cameras and that can pick up, lights in the studio, for example, might not necessarily be connected, but a camera can pick it up and immediately feed that back into the cloud.
Quite right.
Anything that is around can actually physically be connected now. Sensors and that connected to stuff. Are becoming a lot more pervasive and hence a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And being able to pull that data together. And the great thing is we start seeing some really good solutions coming out of taking this data, because data is just that.
Yes.
If you shove it into a database, it's just that. It's about taking it and
doing
something with the data to get some knowledge out of that data.
Yes.
And most of it's for prediction.
Yeah.
So in other words, where are things going?
Fascinating.
What's happening? And so predictive analysis is really big. Some examples of companies,
yeah.
I think we've seen in South Africa, we've seen some great examples. For example, Where's My Transport?
Yes.
Excellent
yes.
company, started over in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And what they really are doing is building a platform, the first that connects the public transport with the informal sector transport systems.
Wow.
And this becomes quite useful both for a consumer,
yeah,
because all of a sudden I know how I can get from point A
yeah.
to point
yeah.
B in something that the rest of the world takes for granted in the developed world,
right.
where there are formalized public
yes.
transport
yes.
systems.
Yes.
How do you bring the two together?
Yeah.
And the great way that they're doing this by making sure that users, they're almost crowdsourcing this information. In fact, these guys are so clever, they can map out an entire city like Johannesburg's public transport system, informal and formal,
wow.
within the matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow.
Where this data then becomes great for service providers
yeah.
like the government, and that is really around route planning,
yeah.
the movement of people,
yeah.
timetables, scheduling, and being able to be smarter with the way we're doing things.
That is fascinating.
So they're really doing great.
So what you're saying is they are a typical example of where mobility, big data, cloud actually get together.
Get together.
Yeah.
And then taking that and using it.
Yeah.
The nice thing is they then take their data
yeah.
and they open that data source
yeah. Yeah.
to be able to give it out to other people
yeah.
who might be able to use that data in different ways. You might find that data that they're busy producing, somebody might have a great idea in
yes.
the financial sector.
Yes.
You would never have thought that you could manipulate that data
yeah.
in a way to make sense in the financial sector,
yeah.
but it could happen.
I absolutely love that. So Warren, what you're telling us is that these three things, actually four things, cloud, Internet of Things,
connectivity
and big data, that's really where disruption is going to be in the next couple of years, and entrepreneurs should be focusing on that.
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of that ties into the various other hot topics like
yeah.
security, for instance.
Right.
I've met with a fantastic company that started up called Data IQ.
Right.
And they're starting to use this big data and cognitive services, facial recognition, tracking, as ways in that casinos, for instance, are using from a security standpoint
wow.
of view. But they're also using it in ways that retail can use it
yeah.
in terms of targeted advertising. And all of that's happening yeah, on our doorstep. They really, I think, one of the companies to look
yeah.
out for.
Yeah.
We've got another company called IoT Next.
Right.
And they've created a fantastic framework and a platform that's able to take information from all these sensors and actually pull it together and interpret it translate it in a meaningful way to put into a database so that it can start being interpreted and turned into knowledge. Because data that comes in from different sources
yeah.
can be very different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you need an interpretation layer
yeah.
almost. To take this data and translate it.
Exactly. So what you're saying is IoT, Internet of Things, is not only about the fridge that will order the milk, right?
No.
much
it's
larger
actually,
than that.
It's once you start realizing the power
yeah.
of this, and the great thing is cloud services like Azure, for instance,
yes.
all the things, the IoT suite, being able to take the big data and analyze
yeah.
that,
yeah.
cognitive services where they can even judge your mood.
Wow.
All of that is actually offered as services. So you don't need to build that from the ground
exactly.
up.
Exactly. That's absolutely fascinating. It's been awesome to have Warren in studio. Have you got closing thoughts on disruption and innovation you want to share?
A few things, Catherine. You know, we often look at the startup world, and I think people think that there's this opportunity to
yeah.
build something within a month and
yeah.
actually make billions.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen
exactly.
overnight.
Exactly.
So if you look, for example, at Uber and Airbnb,
yeah,
they were started, I think, in 2008 wow. and 2009.
Wow.
Uber 2009.
Yeah.
It's only the past year or so yeah. that we've started to see how they're really disrupting yeah. traditional industries.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so don't think that success is going to happen overnight.
It doesn't.
It definitely yeah. doesn't. And as I mentioned, cloud and yeah. Big data have been around since the
yes.
50s.
Yes.
It's only with the addition of things like connectivity
yes.
and mobility
yes. Yes.
that we've really started to see the three come together
yeah.
almost in a perfect storm.
Yeah.
And then again, just to recap, consider program. If you're going to participate in programs,
yeah.
consider programs that are aligned to where you are.
Right.
Right now
right.
and where you're going in
yes.
your journey.
Yes.
Know exactly where you want to end
yes.
up. And everything you do has to take you to that point.
Yes, yes.
And then, again, most important thing for the entrepreneur is focus on, or your success is in your hands.
Yeah.
This is about you
yeah.
and you owning
yeah.
your success.
Yeah.
And see anything from the outside as a bonus.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. It's been fascinating, Warren, and again, the work that Warren's been doing over the last couple of years, as we have watched, these last two points especially are very important. We found that entrepreneurs who don't take the ownership themselves just don't make it end out because they don't take it. And then support is at a cost, whether you pay for it or not, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the cost is also your time.
Yeah.
If you're going to go onto a program, you're actually investing your time in there as well. And
yeah.
time is money. And if
exactly.
you're not out there selling and trying to find
exactly.
a customer,
exactly.
your business is probably going to be dead in the water.
Exactly. I hope you're as enthused as I am. I honestly, I've never seen the link of connectivity and mobility to cloud and big data as you've explained it. You've really opened something for me that I want to go think about after after the session. If you want to go to any other resources, go check out the bizspark.microsoft.com site. Startupspark.co is also some good information there that you can go look at. Azure is awesome for big data and analytics. Don't miss out on going to read up more on that. And then the two entrepreneurs that Warren spoke to us about, iot.next.com, go check out what they're doing, that integration layer on data, and Where Is My Transport, that they are literally changing the way transport works in this world. Thank you, Warren. It's been absolutely awesome to have you in studio. We'll do so again shortly, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me, Catherine.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Warren. Okay, until next time, don't miss out on the five stages of developing your business to be able to understand where you should fit in terms of a program that Warren's spoken about. Until next time, bye-bye.